The Vera chip, it's about the size of a grain of rice, and it contains special codes that doctors and nurses can scan and then use to access the patient's current medications and other vital health information that are stored on another secure database.
Each chip contains a unique 16-digit number that, when scanned, connects doctors to an internet database that retrieves medical records instantly. It was originally used for tracking lost pets, but the FDA approved Vera chip implants in humans.
All right, you hear the sound of the background, people saying, Big Brother, too much information, a little scary. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I used to get that question a lot 2 years ago. Today, we've gotten it a lot less. In fact, the Attorney General of Mexico and some of his staff have received this chip for security purposes. And when the acceptance rate of the product goes up significantly like it has, some of the privacy concerns go down. But to answer your question directly, Lester, what most people are concerned with is the invasiveness of this, that it goes in your body. And as we know with pacemakers and other medical devices, that when people accept it for its applications and for its ability is when it'll work its way into society. It won't be tomorrow, it won't be next week, but 2, 3, 5 years from now, slowly but surely, it'll work its way into the mainstream.
Sean Darks, chief executive of CityWatcher.com, didn't want to ask his employees to do anything he wouldn't do. So he had this chip embedded under his skin. The chip has an access code for admittance into a room holding security footage for government agencies and police. For Darks, the tiny chip is a security solution. No IDs for employees to lose. They can't. It's right there in their arm.
There are serious legal issues that are raised by this particular technology.
Privacy advocates say they're concerned these chips could monitor or track people, medical records could be abused, and a person couldn't remove the chip if they wanted to. The Electronic Privacy Information Center's Mark Rottenberg is concerned that there currently are no rules that regulate or limit how this chip can be used.
To suggest that somehow this is not personal information is simply misleading. It is very personal information.
And less secure. The chips themselves don't contain any personal information, but they do contain a key to information. Unencrypted information that Jonathan Westhues, a software developer in Canada, says he found relatively easy to copy, meaning he could become Sean Darks in the eyes of a machine if he wanted to.
Well, they talked about, for example, electrical hazards. This thing is by no means inert. The way it works is it actually picks up and amplifies ambient electromagnetic energy from the reader devices. And if you have one of these things in your arm and you get within range of a powerful electromagnetic field, it can actually burn you.
Well, actually, obviously, Secretary Thompson, it's an honor to have him on our board of directors. And as he stated all along, when the infrastructure is in place, he will get a chip.
That could be 2050.
Now, let me finish. We now have over 60 hospitals that have agreed to implement the system, so that time is nearing.
22 now, right?
And I spoke with Secretary Thompson yesterday, and we believe it's in the very near future that he will get a chip and then appear on your show tomorrow.
You have a chip implanted. Is it underneath your right arm?
It's in the right arm. You power up a scanner, and you simply scan the arm. And once you scan the arm, you'll see that the identification information.
And on the laptop here you have it hooked up to, it says some number, but that doesn't.
On the database about Scott Silverman, it'll have my driver's license information, it'll have medical information, it'll have financial information, and it'll have security information for ingress and egress into facilities.
The critics would say, and I listened to it, and I'm trying to figure it out, but they use the they word a lot. Is there a vast RFID conspiracy out there that is they would say this is a slippery slope. This is the first thing. This is where you lull us into a false sense of security. Yeah. We all get these things. And then the next thing, you know, I don't know.
We're making Soylent Green.
Like the Trilateral Commission, or the whole world gets taken over, like in Terminator 3 or something. Is anything, I mean, do we need to worry?
There's no conspiracy, Joe.
You sure?
I'm
looking at you.
I'm looking at
your eyebrow. It twitches when you say that a little bit.
And I'm looking back at you.
Come off.